We're learning Shavati B'Chavadat. We're up to Chelek Bet, Siman Yud Bet. Ravadi was asked the following question. There's a Bet Knesset that has a minhag for Birkat Kohanim that only married Kohanim do Birkat Kohanim. That single Kohanim, men who are single, do not do Birkat Kohanim. He was asked, does this minhag, is this minhag appropriate? Should it be continued to be followed, or is it, should it be stopped? Yeah, from Jerba. Particularly from Jerba. So he says it's wrong. Why? It's based on Shibole Aleket. Shibole Aleket is one of the later Rishonim. Shibole Aleket is quoting Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, one of the earlier Balei HaTosafot, who writes as follows. He says, you know, there's a minhag that the Avil does not do Birkat Kohanim. Right? Someone who's in Shiva does not do Birkat Kohanim. By Ashkenazim, they do it for a whole year. But by us, an Avil during Shiva does not do Birkat Kohanim. So what do? If you have Tfilah in the home, during Birkat Kohanim, the Avel steps out. The Avel steps out, does not do Birkat Kohanim. Birkat Kohanim takes place in the Beit Avel, but the Avel, if he's a Kohen, does not participate. Why? Because we assume it's based on the notion that he's not Sharoi B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav, and therefore, it's not appropriate for him at that point to do Birkat Kohanim, which should be done be'ahava, and should be done out of a sense of simcha, and therefore the Avel does not participate in Birkat Kohanim. So too, he doesn't sit in the same place, he has to change, he's like Menudeh, he's still a little bit separate, he does not do Birkat Kohanim. He says, and therefore, maybe a single man does not do Birkat Kohanim. Why? Based on the Gemara Yifamot, Asharoi Belo Isha, Asharoi Belo Simcha. A man who's not married doesn't experience the complete simcha yet. You have to be married to experience true simcha. And therefore, he says, he's extending the minhag. The Shibor Le'alet is extending the minhag to say, therefore, also, just like an avel does not do Birkat Kohanim, so too a single man does not do Birkat Kohanim because he does not experience the same level of simcha. The Shibat HaGeonim from before the Shibor Le'alet say, no, black on white, that a Kohen who's a single man should certainly do Birkat Kohanim. The Tshuva of the Rashba, he says, absolutely, a Kohen who's single does Birkat Kohanim. There is no source for such a din in the entire Gemara, not in the Midrashim. There is no source for this idea the Rashba writes. He has a mitzvah to do Birkat Kohanim, and therefore he should. The Beit Yosef deals with this. He quotes the Shibor Le'alekhet, and he says, of course he would have to do Birkat Kohanim. He must do Birkat Kohanim. We know that a Kohen who's in Shul, when we say Kohanim and does not go to the Dukhan to do Birkat Kohanim, he violates Shalosh Mitzvot Aseh. Now, you can't violate a Mitzvot Aseh. You can violate a Mitzvot Lot Aseh. The Torah said, don't do this, you violate. But he's in passive violation of Mitzvot Aseh, three Mitzvot Aseh, the Gemara says. Why? Kote Baruchu, Amor Lahem, and V'samu Shmir B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says three times, you should do Birkat Kohanim. Therefore, if you do it, you fulfill three Mitzvot. If you didn't do it, you kind of actively canceled out three mitzvot. He says, coming up with nice ideas to not do it, he's here, he violates clearly, not violate, but he passes, he violates the aseh, meaning he's negating a mitzvot aseh, but three mitzvot aseh. He says, I have proof for you, because the Gemara says, in the Bet HaKabayit, the Bet Yosef wrote a commentary on it, meaning when he finished writing the Bet Yosef, he went over it a second time and wrote something called the Bet HaKabayit, cleaning up all the places in the Beit Yosef, adding things. He says, I have proof. What's the proof? Because the Gemara in Sukkah says that should a child go up to Birkat Kohanim? A child who's a Kohen. Should he do Birkat Kohanim? The Gemara says, yes. If he goes up with his father, he should certainly do Birkat Kohanim to educate him, even though he's a child. So the Beit Yosef says, presumably he's not married. Presumably he's not married. He certainly should. And then he says also that, okay, and once the child reaches bar mitzvah, he should also go up. Presumably also, not married. Nobody, the Gemara doesn't say, yeah, but only if he's married. No matter, a katan should go up with his father. And certainly even a katan, once he becomes a gadol, should go up. We assume that a bar mitzvah boy does not get married on the day of his bar mitzvah, and he should go up. He says, so certainly, if there are other kohanim up there, so then the single man should certainly go up with them, just like a katan goes up with them, who's certainly not married. There is no proof for that at all. So Rav Avadia says, well, where does minhag come from? The minhag comes from, he suggests, the Ashkenazi practice, because we know that the Ashkenazim do not do Birkat Kohanim every day. They only do Birkat Kohanim on Yom Tov. Why? They said, well, The Kohen needs to be Sarui B'Simcha. And if he's not Sarui B'Simcha, he can't do Birkat Kohanim. And we only have Simcha on Yom Tov nowadays. There's no Beit HaMikdash, there's no Simcha. And therefore, only on Yom Tov. So he says, okay, so maybe if you think that that's true, if it's Simcha only on Yom Tov, so maybe also the Kohen Ravak, who's not married, also isn't experiencing the ultimate Simcha, he also shouldn't do Birkat Kohanim. But he says, by us, the Sfaradim, we do Birkat Kohanim every day. Every day. So clearly that's not the guiding principle. It's not like only when you have extra simcha you do it. We do it every day because that's the din. So if it's every day, that's the din. So whether you're in the ultimate simcha, not in the ultimate simcha, Shabbat, Yom Tov, Chol, we do it all the time. So too the single man. You're right. Asarei b'lo isha, asarei b'lo simcha. It's true. But that's not me'akev to do Birkat Kohanim, and therefore he certainly should do it. Question?
The question is, what was in Beit HaMikdash time that
So they also did Birkat Kohanim. Yeah, the young children not, meaning they could go up with their fathers. That's what the Mishnah Gemara thing. The young children could go up with the fathers. So no, they don't violate a mitzvah taseh unless you only violate a mitzvah taseh the Kohen if you say Kohanim and he doesn't come up. They don't say Kohanim, so there's no violation of mitzvah taseh. Meaning if an Ashkenazi Kohen would be here when we said Kohanim and he would say it's not my minhag to go up, I would say go out of the room. Leave the room, otherwise you violate mitzvah taseh. Yeah. Okay. That's their practice. And so the Vilna Gaon disagreed. The Gaon of Vilna disagreed, and that's why he said you should do Birkat Kohanim every day. He wasn't successful in instituting in Vilna. So when the Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael do Birkat Kohanim every day, why? Because it was the minhag of Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael was established by the Talmidim of the Gra. And the Gra thought you should do Birkat Kohanim every day. He just wasn't able to establish it in Vilna. So when the Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael, they were able to establish Ashkenazi Minagim. They said, we're going to do like our Rebbe. We're going to say Birkat Kohanim every day. He also thought you should do Shechiyanu to Brit Milah, just like the Shulchan Aruch. He wasn't successful in instituting that in Vilna. Sorry, I didn't do it. But in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkenazim do it, because it's again, Talmidim and the Gra. There is one source for this idea. It's in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar writes that a single Kohen should not do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. So he says, oh, maybe. He said, oh, Birkat Kohanim is like Avodah. Remember, you take off your shoes. The Kohanim take off their shoes, just like in the Beit HaMikdash they take off their shoes. So you see there's similarities between Birkat Kohanim and what they did in the Beit HaMikdash. They're similarly, a Kohen who drank wine is not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim, just like, because in the Beit HaMikdash, if he drank wine, you can't do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. So maybe also, according to the Zohar, that if a Kohen who's single shouldn't do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, so too he shouldn't do Birkat Kohanim. So Ravadi says, oh, hold on. We do not take everything about the Beit HaMikdash and by the Kohanim. That's not true. You can have a Kohen Baal Mum. Kohen Baal Mum, he's missing a couple of fingers. He cannot work in the Beit HaMikdash, but nowadays he covers his hand with a talit to get the Birkat Kohanim. That's clear. Not all the rules from the Beit HaMikdash apply. So even if the Zohar is true, how do you know this rule applies? Secondly, you don't find, he says, this anywhere in the Gemara. It's just an idea of the Zohar. Maybe you don't follow that. Maybe we don't, practically it's not relevant, but if a single Kohen would say, can I work in the Beit HaMikdash? We have no proof in the Gemara that he should not. Only the Zohar HaKadosh says not. And therefore, maybe we don't follow the Zohar, and even if we do follow the Zohar, the fact that you're not allowed to do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash doesn't mean you can enter into Birkat Kohanim. Not everything from the Beit HaMikdash transfers to Birkat Kohanim. The Radvaz was asked this question. He said explicitly you can. A single Kohen can. The Radvaz added in a fascinating line in the other direction. This is just interesting. He said, you're right, that's a rebelo, he says a rebelo simcha, and you want to say he doesn't have simcha, he can't do Birkat Kohanim. The line is, I'll read it to you just because, you know. So he says the other way. Mikos against the bizman hazeh inenu haraot, ki anisuim suim belo simcha also. The married people also don't have so much simcha nowadays. So the fact that the single man doesn't either, nunu. Okay? That was not the direction I thought the Radvaz was going to go in, but okay. He's like, the point being, Simcha is not, certainly by the Sfaradim, is not the criteria for when we do Birkat Kohanim. We do it every day. We do it every day. Tisha B'Av, we do Birkat Kohanim. We do. Simcha. But we do it at Birkat Kohanim. We're going to do it at Shacharit. That's not the criteria. It's not about Simcha. You're right, and Avel doesn't for a particular reason. But that's not about Simcha, that's because it's based on Pesukim. And Avel does not do Birkat Kohanim. It's based on Pasuk. He doesn't do a lot of things in Avel. That's true. But Simcha is not Me'akev, and therefore we have a single Kohen should do it. He says, what about this Minag? He says the minhag is not doesn't have a source in the Gemara. It has a source in the Shibolei Alekhet. Sfaradim never accepted such an idea. He says certainly now that they moved to Eretz Yisrael where they follow Shulchan Aruch, Rav Avadya's big proof, big thing is you came to Eretz Yisrael, follow the Shulchan Aruch. You have to. But secondly, he says this minhag is very weak to begin with. It's a minhag that doesn't have a positive to it. It's a minhag that has a negative, meaning this single Kohen is violating, not violating, but he's being mevatel mitzvot, three mitzvot I say every day. It's not just a minhag, look, I say this perek tehillim after tefillah. You want to say it? Say it. What do you lose? Here you have a lot to lose. He says, this minhag, you have a lot to lose. Each Kohen has a lot to lose, and therefore he says, it shouldn't be done, and therefore we allow our single Kohenim to come up to the Dukhan for Birkat Kohenim.